Hey guys, it's Doc from DLC. It's the 3rd of February. We've been fortunate enough to catch up with Nicholas Lee, the chairman of Paternoster Resources. Good afternoon, Nicholas.
Afternoon, Doc.
It seems to me that today's announcement's probably going to take a lot of the kind of glamour and glitz of the market has to offer from Plutus today, but do you want to tell us a little bit about Plutus Power Gen and your interest there?
Yeah, I mean, originally, we Paternoster made an investment in a shell to look for an interesting asset. The guys at Pluto sort of looked at some things, but came up with the current sort of strategy, which is to get into the sort of standby power generation space. And they have made a pretty good progress because it's quite an interesting space. But also today, they've locked in a route to quite significant funding to enable them to build out, I think it's around 10 sites throughout the UK. So pretty good progress and pretty clever progress, I would say, at Plutus now. And that's obviously been reflected in the way the share price has moved.
Yeah, I mean,
it's improved.
Absolutely. Do you want to just remind shareholders of Paternoster Resources what your kind of entry into that company was?
Yeah, originally we took a company that was called Ipso Ventures, which was a company that had looked at monetizing intellectual property created at universities, sort of struggled with financing. So we effectively did a bit of a rescue restructuring. Paternoster was sort of major shareholder, but it went in with the two guys currently on the board at Plutus Power Gen, Charles Patton and James Longley, with a view to looking for interesting assets to put into it. As I say, they looked at a number, and this in the end has worked out to be quite an interesting project in this sort of standby power generation space, which is also quite topical given that the power production in the UK is not as great as people perhaps thought it was.
Yeah, I mean, it's certainly something that kind of even caught myself by surprise. It's also been quite rewarding financially for you guys. I think, was it a quarter of a penny that you guys got involved with that company? Is that right?
Yeah.
So today, you're trading at quite a significant premium to that, which is it's certainly a great kind of foundation. There was a number of other companies, I think, it was A-Star Minerals, which become MX Oil, and quite a lot of people are aware of the move that they made in the market in 2014. They kind of gone from a penny and moved up and down the charts somewhat. But
yeah.
Needless to say, those guys seem to be making quite good progress, and they're moving into quite an interesting space. Do you want to tell us a bit about MX Oil, and then move over to Metal Tiger, if you don't mind it.
Sure. So MX Oil, that was a sort of result of a restructuring of a company, A-Star Minerals, that again has sort of slightly lost its way. It was decided that there's quite a lot of interest in and potential in looking at Mexico in the oil and gas space because there's a massive amount of opening up of that market. The guys at MX Oil built up a very good relationship with a leading sort of technical services provider out in Mexico, which we expect will enable the company to access quite interesting licenses. And the market has obviously been quite interested in this because MX Oil has managed to raise sort of, £3 million or so during the course of 2014. Things are sort of very active in looking at what might be a sensible license to end up with. So that's that's obviously been a little bit affected with the problem with the oil price. So I think that's partly why the shares have come off a bit. But I think once more progress is made on securing a license, I think it'll probably move back up again.
Yeah, I think you're spot on. I mean, I had a chat to Andrew Frangos there quite recently, and I think the line of thought or train of thought there really was along the premise that when you're looking to break into a country like Mexico, whilst you know there's some kind of sentiment affected with the decline in oil price, it actually means that there's probably a little less competition, and until you actually start kind of extracting any kind of hydrocarbon, then you know
I think that's right. And I think what I've noticed more generally in the oil space is because of the fall in the oil price, even people like sort of, you know, some major private equity firms are suddenly starting to get interested, when in the past they've never really got into oil and gas because they see an opportunity at the moment. You know, there's been a bit of a sort of disconnect. The oil price has gone down, therefore all the oil companies are worth nothing. That's not quite right, because we know the oil price is going to move around and most likely go up by the end of the year. So it's an opportunity for people.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. I agree with you. And I think you're right. I think the market will as well. So, you know, hopefully I'll be chatting to those guys again soon. And your thoughts on Metal Tiger?
Metal Tiger again. You know, that was originally a company called Brady Exploration. We looked at doing one sort of major deal with that, but that for various reasons didn't work. So we sort of recut it into a. Into effectively Metal Tiger, got a couple of new guys on board, and they again are making some quite interesting investments, which they are making some good returns on. So that again is another company that is now, you know, very much moving in the right direction.
I mean, it's obviously the Keebo Mining investment that seemed to peg them on the map, with the significant increase. And to be fair, you know, it would appear, I mean, as you say, MX Oil have raised a decent chunk of cash and at quite a premium to the share price today. There was obviously the confidence there, and I agree, I'm sure it'll return. Metal Tiger have done quite well, and Plutus are really doing quite well. So it would appear that the strategy is starting to work. There's a slight kind of disconnect, in my opinion, between Paternoster Resources share price today against perhaps some of these investments that you've got running. What's the kind of short term plan for 2015 moving into 2016? I'm guessing with you know the addition to the board with Matt Lofgren coming on to help you out, you know, yeah, that you've got some further plans. So is there anything that you can share with us?
I mean, I think we're looking, you know, we're obviously looking to, because, you know, financially we are in, you know, in a good position. So we're looking at some new opportunities. I think the theme will be less of a sort of a small investor, more of a significant investor in situations, so that we can bring our sort of skills, and particularly Matt, on the sort of oil and gas front, to bear to try and move the investments, you know, forward from where they are at the moment. And I think, you know, given where the market is, I think, you know, there's a good scope to get into some quite interesting situations at pretty attractive prices.
So to be clear, you know, you're looking more on the lines of the a bigger controlling interest rather than kind of me taking a lesser position and kind of sitting on the sidelines.
I think so. I mean, there's always going to be the odd situation where, you know, an interesting opportunity comes up where we think we can, you know, create value and make money for shareholders. And so, you know, we would look at doing that. But I mean, the main thrust will be to look at, you know, taking some more sort of influencing type stakes in various situations and help move those companies on.
Well, that's Nicholas Lee, Chairman of Paternoster Resources. It'd be interesting to catch up again as developments start to be made. So thanks for your time today.
Yeah, pleasure.